That is for us, Parag Aleph, Mishnah Dalit. Ba'al she'en ba'yidiyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sov, sirei ha'regolim, u'sirei rashi chadasha mechaprim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This Mishnah continues along the theme of the previous Mishnah. We're discussing Tumas Migdash of Kedasha, somebody who entered the Beit HaMikdash in the state of Tuma, or eats Basakash in the state of Tuma, if he was not aware at the time he became Tummy, and he was Tummy, and he went ahead and did the Avera, and did not become aware afterwards either that he was Tummy. In such a case, the Se'irim that are brought as part of the Musafim on Yom Tovim, and the Se'irim that are brought as part of the Musafim on Rosh Chodesh would be Rechaf of this Avera, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Sirei HaRegel Mechaprim, Avolo Se'irei Rashi Chadashim. Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that the Se'irim that are brought as part of the Musafim on Yom Tovim would be Mechaf of this Avera, but he disagreed that the Se'irim that are brought as part of the Musafim on Rosh Chodesh would be Mechaf of this Avera. Instead, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Se'irei Rosh Chodesh would be Mechaper for different Avera. Ba'alma Se'irei Rosh Chodesh Mechaper, for which Avera are the Se'irim that are brought in Rosh Chodesh Mechaper for, Ala Tar She'achal Es HaTamim. Rabbi Shimon holds they are Mechaper for the Avera, somebody who is Tar that eats Basar Kachim that had become Tameh, as it's usher to eat Kachim, that is Tameh, the Se'irei Rosh Chodesh would be Mechaper for that Avera. Rabbi Meir, I'm Erkoa Se'irim Kaparos and Shava Atumas Mikdash B'Kadosh. Rabbi Meir says all the Se'irim that are brought in the Musafim, whether they're brought in Yom Kippur, Regalim, or Rosh Chodesh, they're all Mechaper for the Averis of Tumas Mikdash, the Kedusha, whether the idea that he had was only the Sof, that he only became aware after he did the Avera that he was Tameh, or whether he had no idea at all, even the Sof, he did not become aware that he was Tameh, or whether he was a Tahar that ate Tameh, all these Averis, all the Se'irim, whether the Se'irim on Yom Kippur, Rosh Chodesh, or Regalim, they're all Mechaper for these Averas of Tumas Mikdash for Kedusha. But Meir admits, though, in a case where at the time he became Tameh, he was aware that he was Tameh, just it slipped his mind, and he entered the Beit HaMikdash for 8 Basar Kachim, and he did not become aware afterward that he was Tameh. In such a case, the Se'irim that are brought in Yom Kippurim, the Pnim in the Kodesh Kedushim, would be Mechaper until he becomes aware that he is Tameh. Or Meir agrees that only the Sar, not the Pnim, would be Mechaper for that Avera where he had a idea b'tchila, but not the Sof. Hi, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon said, this is Rabbi Shimon that we mentioned earlier in the Mishnah, Sirei Rosh Chodesh Mechaper Ma'atar She'achal Es HaTameh, the Se'irim that are brought as part of the Sofer on Rosh Chodesh would be Mechaper for somebody who was Tar that ate Kachin that was Tameh, V'shal Regalim Mechaperim Al She'ein Ba'yidiyah Lo B'tchila V'lo B'sof. The Se'irim that are brought in Yom Tovim would be Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash and Kedushah, where he did not have the idea that he was Tameh neither before the Avera nor after the Avera. V'shal Yom HaKippurim Mechaper Al She'ein Ba'yidiyah B'tchila and the Se'irim that are brought as part of the Musafah on Yom Kippurim would be Mechaper for a case of Tumas Mikdash and Kedusha, where he did not know he became Tameh before the Avera. He only became aware that he was Tameh after the Avera. This is the same Rabbi Shimon that we mentioned earlier. Amru lo, ma'u shi'ikrabu zebzeh. Chacham asked Rabbi Shimon, what would be the din if you set aside a sar, for example, for Yom Kippurim? Then the Sar got lost, and you used a different Sar instead, and after Yom Kippurim, you found that Sar. Can you bring that Sar as part of the Musafim for Yom Tovim instead? Amar Lahem Yikrabu. Rabbi Shimon said it's okay. You could bring that Sar for Yom Tovim, even though it was originally set aside for Yom Kippurim. Amru Lo, the Chachamim responded to Rabbi Shimon, Hoyol Be'en Kaparas and Shava, Heach Kraven Zebezeh. Since the kapara of the Sar that is brought in Yom Kippurim is not the same as the kapara for the Sar that is brought in Yom Tovim, how can you bring a Sar that was set aside for Yom Kippurim on Yom Tovim? As Rabbi Shimon holds, the Sar that is brought on Yom Kippurim is Mechaper, if somebody has the idea, the Sof, as opposed to the Sar that is brought in Yom Tovim, which is Mechaper of somebody who did not have the idea, Beim Tchila, Beim Besof, as opposed to Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir holds that all the Se'irim on Yom Kippur, Rosh Chodesh, and Regalim are all Mechaper for the same Aver, so therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, it makes sense that a Sar that is set aside for Yom Kippur would be allowed to be used for Yom Tovim. But Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the Seirim that are brought in Yom Kippur and Regalim are Mechaper for different Averis, how can a Sar that is set aside for Yom Kippur be brought on Yom Tovim? Amar Laham, Rabbi Shimon responded, Kulan Var Mechaper Al Tumas Mikdash B'Kedashim. All the Seirim are mechaper for tumas mikdash b'kadasha. Even though there is a difference in the averus, as one sar is mechaper for yesh b'yidia b'sof, while the other sar is mechaper for ein b'yidia lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof, since all the seirim are mechaper for tumas mikdash and kadasha, so therefore the sar that is set aside for Yom Kippur could be used for the musafim of the Yom Tov. Misachas Shavuot Paragalos Mishnah Hey, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishmo. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says that the name of Rabbi Shimon, stop, Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Now we had Rabbi Shimon in the previous Mishnah, just Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Shimon a little differently than what we had in the name of Rabbi Shimon in the previous Mishnah. The Seirim that are brought as part of Musafim on Rosh Chodesh will be Machaper for somebody who is Tar that ate Basar Hegdish, that is Tameh. If you do so unintentionally, the Seir Rosh Chodeshim would be Machaper for that Averit. This is the same that we had in the name of Rabbi Shimon in the previous Mishnah. Moiseh Balayah Shorogalam, on top of that, would be the Seirim that are brought as part of Musafim on Yom Tovim, Shemachaper Ma'otar Shachar as the Tameh, while She'en Ba'idiyah Lo B'tchila V'lo B'sof. The Seir Rogalam would be Machaper for two Averits. Not only would it be mechaper for Tar Shachar Tatame, it would also be mechaper for Tumas Mikdash and Kedashim in a case where he did not know before that bear nor after that bear that he was Tame, and he went ahead and entered the Beit HaMikdash or ate Basar Hegdash. Now this is different than what we had in the name of Rabbi Shimon in the previous mission. As in the previous mission, Rabbi Shimon said that the Seir HaRegalim is not mechaper for Tar Shachar Tatame, it's only mechaper for Tumas Mikdash and Kedashim in a case of Ein Bayadiyah Lo B'tchila. Most of Alam shall Yom Kippur. On top of that, as a seerim that are brought as part of the Safim on Yom Kippur, Shehem Machaper Ma'altar Shachar as a Tame, Vashem Bayadiyah Lo B'tchila V'lo B'sof, Vashem Bayadiyah B'tchila Aleish Bayadiyah B'sof. The seer Yom Kippur would be Machaper for three Averes, for the Aver of Tar Shachar as a Tame, and for the Aver of Tumas Mikdash and Kedashim in a case where he did not know who he was Tame, neither before the Avera nor after the Avera, or in a case of Tumas Mikdash and Kedashim, where he did become aware after the Avera that he was Tamei the Seir, Yom Kippur would be Mechaper for these Averas. This is different than what we had in the name of Rabbi Shimon, the previous Mishnah, who said that the Seir Yom Kippur would only be Mechaper for one Avera, which is in a case of Tumas Mikdash and Kedashim, where he became aware after the Avera that he was Tamei. Amrullah, the Chacham said to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Ma'osh Yikrabu Zebazet, what would be the din if a sar is set aside for the musafim of Rosh Chodesh, it got lost, and a different sar was brought instead, and then after Rosh Chodesh, they found the sar, would you be able to bring this sar as part of the musafim on Yom HaKippur? Amar Lahem Hain, Rabbi Shimon Yehuda responded, yeah, you can go ahead and bring this sar that was set aside for Rosh Chodesh on Yom Kippur, or vice versa, if the sar was set aside for Yom Kippur, it got lost, and afterwards they found it, and now they want to bring it on Rosh Chodesh, you can go ahead and bring the sar as part of the musafim on Rosh Chodesh, even though it was originally set aside for the musafim of Yom HaKippur. Amru lo, the Chachamim responded to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, and Ken Yiyu Shel Yom HaKippur and Kraven B'Rashi Chadashim. We agree that it makes sense that a sar that was set aside for the musafim of Yom Kippur, if it got lost and you want to bring it afterwards instead for the musafim of Rosh Chodesh, would make sense that you could bring it. The reason being, as the sar that was set aside for Yom Kippur is mechaper for Tar Shachar as a Tame, just like the sar that is used on Rosh Chodesh is also mechaper for Tar Shachar as a Tame. Avo Heach Shal Rosh Chodeshim Kraven B'Yom HaKippurim L'chaper Kapara She'ena Shalom. But we find it hard to understand how you can say that a sar that was originally set aside to be used as a musafim of Rosh Chodesh can be brought instead as part of musafim for Yom Kippur, since the kapara of Yom Kippur is different than the kapara of Rosh Chodesh. As the kapara of Rosh Chodesh is only mechaper on Tar Shachar as a Tameh, as opposed to the sar that is used as part of the Musafim of Yom HaKippurim is mechaper on Tar Shachar as a Tameh, and also on Tumas Mikdash and Kedasha. So since this sar was set aside originally only for Rosh Chodesh, where it would be mechaper only for Tar Shachar as a Tameh, how can it be brought in Yom Kippur and be mechaper for other Averis also? Amar Lahen, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda responded, Kulam ba'an mechaper al tumas mikdash v'kadashav. All the seirim are mechaper al tumas mikdash and kadashav, even though there is a difference between the sar of Rosh Chodesh and the sar of Yom Kippurim, and the sar of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper b'tar shachal v'tameh, as opposed to the sar of Yom Kippurim is mechaper also for tumas Mikdash and Kedasha, where he entered the Beit Hamikdash in a state of Tumah, or ate Hegdish in a state of Tumah, since they are all generally Mechaper for similar Averas of Tumah Mikdash and Kedasha, even though there is a slight difference between them, still, a sar that was set aside for one of them could be used for the other one.